T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
36, this is the longest third down that the Seahawks have faced tonight, and it's a critical one.
Bill, you guys finally released Josh Gordon yesterday.
And a lot of guys that have been here in the last year and a half.
I'm going to stick with my original assessment that he checks out.
And he gets the strike to Josh Gordon. Patriots waved him goodbye. Seattle said, come aboard.
If you were convinced that Rob Gronkowski is not coming back, you have to admit, the way that they have completely ignored this position, it's like, what in God's name was your plan?
Jacob Hollister, who has 3 touchdowns in his last 2 games, in his first 26 games in his NFL career, he didn't score.
What in God's name was your plan?
Patriots waved him goodbye. Seattle said,
I can't take it anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't see Russell Wilson do anything last night, but get lucky, he was playing against a Jimmy G. Bill Belichick, you want that Jimmy G we saw last night being the next Tom Brady for you?
Right now.
Boston media sucks. You people suck too. We're perfect for each other.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, the trashing of Jimmy G has begun. Bill,
don't listen, Mike Giardi. Shut the radio off.
Oh, man. Woo! Somebody, they must have to put Giardi in some sort of, you know, comfort room. Give him a comfort animal. Wow. Give him a little puppy so he doesn't go crazy.
What the hell was Jimmy G looking at last night? Was he? Did he have a uniform identification
Maybe
problems?
He's colorblind.
Could be.
Well, I think you could make the argument that there were some drops. He was not perfect. I'll say that much.
Stop it. You're just making excuses. He was terrible.
What? You think I'm making excuses because he's Italian and he's handsome?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
But still.
Wait, you know what? Isn't it funny, though, Lou? I feel like he, after last night's game, he's not nearly as attractive as he was before the game. Like, when guys are young and they're successful and they're good and they're undefeated. He had a crap game.
So it happens.
I would say that the Patriots dodged a humongous bullet by trading him. Ooh. They knew something. Wow. And they knew something that he was only capable of so much. And you could sit there and say, well, he just came off a knee injury. Oh, there's this and that. No, there's so many red flags with this guy. I mean, good player. But to compare him or to think that he would be capable of replacing Tom Brady, I think people are starting to see that there's a lot of warts there.
Can't even replace Tony Romo. What are we talking about?
I think you guys are completely overreacting.
No, we're not.
Over one game.
I think just the opposite.
I think he was pretty good his last couple of games. You know, he hasn't been the reason why they were undefeated, but I think he's been pretty good. He looked awful last night. I agree with you.
He's the weak link on that team.
Ooh. I don't think he is.
He is absolutely the weak link. I hate to agree with Stephen A.
So when Tom Brady happens to play a football game and was without his 2 biggest weapons, and people try to trash him, we sit there and say, "What? Are you just going to just ignore the fact that Emmanuel Sanders leaves the game early and George Kittle's not? Are we just going to ignore the fact that Gronk and Edelman aren't playing? We're going to judge him on the fact that he's out there with 2 of his basically only weapons?" Do you guys put that in perspective at all? Do you factor that in at all?
See, I look at it a little bit differently
Kittle's
than you.
George Kittle's his number one weapon.
I realize that.
Emmanuel Sanders is gone, too.
But there, do you think he has... I mean, we talk about mobility with Brady. He can't run. He's not Lamar Jackson. We talk about mobility.
Speaking my
pocket
language
awareness, right?
You.
The big fellow wants credit for creating the word mobility.
Right.
Congratulations, you win. Pocket presence, fine, whatever, mobility. He doesn't, I feel like he lacks that.
He lacks it. He looks confused, overwhelmed.
Maybe he doesn't lack it because there are times you go, wow, he gets it. But he's just inconsistent with it. There was a bunch of times, and as far as, you know, ball security, what are we doing?
Ball security is a concern.
So to me, those are issues. And not to go back to when he got hurt when he was a Patriot, but I do think there is something, especially with quarterbacks, when it comes to, you know, protecting themselves before danger comes.
He puts himself into danger.
He doesn't.
So wait,
I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback.
He was a little nervous. I would agree, right? He looked like he panicked.
A little nervous.
He looked like he panicked. He's throwing the ball to Debo Samuel, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah,
Ross
Bourne
Dwelly.
Looked pretty good. Yeah. Debo Samuel's a badass.
Yeah.
Really? How about the drop he had that almost right at the five that almost caused an interception because it was right in his freaking hands?
Hey, we can't catch them all.
Well, no. I'm just saying.
Can't catch if, them all.
Why do you think Tom Brady, look, we've seen it before. If he only had was Jacoby Myers and Gunner. And then you have people nationally sitting there saying, oh, my God. At least he had Edelman. Oh, my God. Look at Brady. Doesn't look right. He's nervous in the pocket. Yeah, because he doesn't trust these guys are going to be where they're supposed to be. I don't think you can look at last night and say, okay, let's judge Jimmy Garoppolo and all these things you guys are going with right now. Without having losing Sanders early and not having Kittle.
I'm judging him with a bigger picture. And I think what he is a big, huge tease. There are times you look at him and say, ooh, that was a great pass. Ooh, that was the perfect play. But if you watch him on a larger stage, and that certainly was an important game last night, he was there was a wet spot underneath the on the ground last night.
Yeah. Feels
he
great, baby.
Couldn't deal with it. Boy. So you could
you talk
guys about
sound
the
like
weapons.
Shannon Sharp right now.
Hold on, wait.
You sound like Shannon Sharp.
I didn't even hear Shannon Sharp.
No, you do. You what really did he sound. Like, no, I don't even know what he said, but you just sound like him. Like
you ought to stop.
What do you mean, like a Shannon Sharp impression?
No, I'm saying when everyone's down with Tom Brady, you know, on the offensive line, there's injuries, and they're judging Brady on it. And we sit there and say, these people, they don't even think about the injuries at the offensive line or the fact that their major weapons are gone. And that, yeah, he doesn't trust these guys, these young kids, where to throw the ball if they're going to be there. So he looks a little bit different, just like Jimmy did last night.
Terrific.
But yet you want to judge him just like you sound like Shannon Sharp,
like
both you guys.
He's been like this all year long. He's been like
Shannon
this all year long.
Now, he makes a little bit. You'll sound just like him.
He makes a lot of mistakes.
Not fair.
He's been doing it all year long. But let's go back to
his first year.
Let's go back to the big fellas.
It's not his first year.
No, it's not first year.
He's been
playing 28 years old. He's been in the National
Football
League.
I don't care how long he's played. He's played a game and a half. He played six games, and this is basically
his first
year. I'm not telling you he's a crappy quarterback.
You just said he's done. They knew something. They were smart.
What I'm telling you is you should thank your lucky stars he's not the replacement. That's not the Messiah. He's not the guy to take Tom Brady's place. That's all I'm saying.
So let's look at the trade.
I mean, if you think that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be Tom Brady, he isn't.
Well, Jesus. I mean, who the hell thought he was going to be Tom Brady?
Well, I think a lot of people got caught up in the games that he was playing.
There were people here
Are you kidding me right now?
He was the
Tom
replacement.
Brady?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The people that were buying
the trade
They thought
rumors?
He was going to be a
He's
very good quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I'm not sure he is
that. Tom Brady.
I'm not sure he is that.
Well, okay. I think he's a very good quarterback.
Right now, he's a mediocre quarterback.
Last night, went in there, basically one hand tied behind his back.
Oh my God,
that's how he played last night.
Wow. So let's look back.
Hold on, it's the Italian. It's the Italian in him. You know, he doesn't have the ability to think straight when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel like Lou should never have an opinion.
By the way, he threw in that he's a good looking guy too.
Yeah,
was he comparing himself to Jimmy Garoppolo?
Like all us Italians, we're all good looking. You know, what
maybe
I mean?
One day, Lou, but you're old. You're an old bastard.
Oh no,
you guys are
don't play that.
Oh no, that's ethically insensitive.
Not, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
I could play that freaking song.
Oh yeah, okay, play it again.
Unless I'm in Trenton, they tell me I can't.
So let me go back. Let me go back to his premise, okay? Because 2 years ago, the Patriots make that trade, and there were a lot of people here that we're looking at it saying, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's the guy. You got to put Jimmy Garoppolo in there. Since then, Tom Brady has taken the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl. Granted, they lost the Super Bowl.
Two different discussions.
Okay. And then last year, he takes them to the Super Bowl, and they win it.
Yeah.
This year, he's got his team right now in the exact same position that Jimmy Garoppolo has got it in. And maybe for the same reason that both of those defenses are really good. But you telling me that you would have won or gotten to the Super Bowl over the last 2 years with Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't buy it.
Who says that?
I don't buy it. I'm just telling you.
I never said that.
Well, he talked about the trade.
I never said that they weren't better off keeping Brady. Of course they were better off because if Brady played a year, it would have been a loss.
No, but
if Brady plays
4 or 5 years
after this potential trade or the trade of Jimmy G, then it's a win.
But do you not remember? I mean, we have so many different discussions about
he's
the quarterback
19
position.
Games.
That's not where I'm going.
Okay. 18 and a half.
I know he's Italian.
Yeah.
I know you guys like to kick back with a nice glass of Chianti, and kind of eat your pasta, okay? Yeah. Fine, I get
hold
it.
On, hold on, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Sounded like
sorry.
Don Cherry
Can I
right
say
now.
That?
Now you're getting, I don't know what you're leading.
I didn't think there was this.
Starting to get offended.
Based on the small sample size that you saw with Jimmy Garoppolo, there was this, I guess, certain, aspect where people were pushing Brady out the door before he was ready.
Why was that?
Because he was older.
Well, the discussion was,
and that he looked like he was good.
Two more years with Brady?
Yeah.
Or 10 more with Garoppolo? That's it. I mean, if somebody said, who do you want for the next 2 or 3 years? You'd say, well, yeah, of course I want Brady. All right, let's keep pushing it back. How about 5 years? How about 8 years? How about 10 years? And that, to me, was the discussion. You felt like you found a guy that can play the position. Now, no one's going to beat Tom Brady of the success that he's had. No one's going to win six, possibly seven. But you felt like you had a guy that belonged in the league. And that's not easy to find. Look around.
Sure. Okay, but
now, anybody that compared him to Brady, they're just stupid.
Okay, so now you have.
I can't speak to them.
So now 5 years of Brady,
sorry,
from
Giardi.
43 to whatever. Like, so yeah, so Brady at 48,
yeah,
would be a better option of a young Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
What? What do you mean? What? What do you mean?
6 years from now,
I am positive that Brady has some Italian in him. Can you please admit and then take his side for once? There you go. There you go. How about this? Does this make you happy? Just calm me down.
A-D-I. Brady. Brady. Brady.
No, I'm not.
Jimmy Garoppolo last night, Lou.
Yeah.
3 of 18 for 59 yards, 16%, one interception on passes traveling 10-plus yards in that game last night. It is the lowest completion by any NFL quarterback at least 15 attempts in a game.
Before Mo showed up, right? I call him Mo.
Mo? Oh.
Sanu. Before Mo showed up, let's just say, gee, I don't know, there was like a Sunday night football, Monday night, all the eyes are on him. And let's say Edelman was hurt, and he couldn't play. And Brady was out there with Gordon, Myers, and Gunner. How do you think he'd look? You sound like Shannon. Because that's exactly what he'd be saying about Tom Brady without Jimmy G, without Edelman, and like, which basically is his only weapon that he trusted at the point.
His
two best weapons were out of this game, and okay, you guys are judging him while he looked uncomfortable. Of course he looked uncomfortable. Even worse, you're not even talking about this game. You're talking big picture.
Who's been better this season?
He's not the guy.
Who's been better this season? Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo? We've already established that it's defense that has New England and San Francisco 8-1. Who's been better this year, Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo? Last night, whole season.
I have to look at the numbers, probably. I don't know.
Give us, come on.
Okay, I'll look at the numbers. Sorry, Garoppolo.
Why don't you take a break?
Garoppolo's been better.
He's got a higher QBR. He's got a higher rating.
I don't believe it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Throw more
right
interceptions, correct?
58.4, 58.3, 94.8, 93.1. I mean, do you think, tell me how else do you want me to judge a quarterback?
Do you think Tom Brady would ever look that bad in an overtime period? He couldn't throw anything last night. That was like some
If Brady
kid.
Didn't have Edelman? If Brady doesn't have Sanu and Edelman right now? Yeah, I would expect him to look just as freaking bad.
Does he have Jacob Hollister?
Yeah.
Jacob Hollister. I would expect him to look just as bad.
Patriots screwed up. They need a tight end. Jacob Hollister, the last two games. Has anybody watched that thing
Damn
last
Skippy.
Night? Oh, my God.
You guys are picking on him because he's Italian.
Boy, that was a mistake.
All right, unbelievable.
We get to your phone calls.
But you hear this?
It's Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Brady all over again. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Load them up right here on OMF. Charted course, each careful step
along the byway. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the $137 million man, he happens to be the weak link for this particular team because their defense is real, it's big time, it's legit. Offensively, they have some question marks. I don't think it's at the receiver spot. I don't think it's at the tight end spot. I don't think it's at the running back spot. I think it's at the quarterback spot. That's what I peeled from it.
Hate to say it, I agree with Stephen A. today.
He is the weak. I don't necessarily believe that he's the weak link of that team.
Yeah, weak link might be a stretch, but if you're looking at how they lose and how they lost that game last night, he was not good enough. Now, Russell Wilson made a huge mistake in underthrowing a pass in that overtime that could have been a touchdown, all right? So that's on him. Yet, look at all of the other big plays that he made, including when they got a terrible call on in the grasp, and they called it a sack, and he had a 3rd and 16. That was a phenomenal play. We were talking yesterday about how nobody is better than Russell Wilson at running to pass. We were talking, comparing him to Lamar Jackson, who runs to run. He runs to pass. He made one big mistake in that game. Other than that, he was terrific. The problem that San Francisco had last night was Jimmy Garoppolo. He wasn't good enough in the biggest moment.
Well, okay, yeah, and if we're going to sit there and give the quarterback all the credit when they win, and then when they lose, and they're a big part of the reason why, then they should be, you should be just as critical of him. But that's not what necessarily stood out to me in the game. I remember when, you know, the roads were crossing, right? The path of Jimmy Garoppolo's career and Tom Brady's supposed decline. And that, and they both met at that intersection, and there was a come to Jesus moment of who do you want, who do you keep, how can you keep the train moving if you're a Patriots fan? And the answer seemed to be universally Jimmy Garoppolo. It's like, wow, why wait? You're not going to find another guy like Jimmy Garoppolo. Look at all these other teams that had, and we, I remember going through the list of quarterbacks after Troy Aikman, the list of quarterbacks after John Elway, the list of quarterbacks after you name it. The only team that didn't have this issue was Green Bay. Green Bay didn't have it. Terry Bradshaw. Look at the quarterbacks after Terry Bradshaw. Look at the quarterbacks after you go Joe Montana with San Fran and then Steve Young. They were lucky with Steve Young. But after that, they spent the next 10 years searching for a franchise quarterback. I think people in New England felt like they had him. And wow, you would rather have 5 more years of Brady or 12 with Garoppolo. I just feel like they dodged a bullet. They dodged a bullet, and the Patriots once again made the right decision, keeping the quarterback that they had a history with, that they believed in, or taking a risk with a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo that only played a game and a half. Was it two games and a half? One and a half games?
One and a half games. One and a half.
Right? He played great.
Looked like he belonged.
I'm not saying the guy's a quarterback in the league. He's not Josh Allen.
No.
He's not. I don't think he's Matt Ryan either.
No.
Well, when Stephen A. says, I don't think they have problems to wide receiving, it was last night.
It was at a point. When
That's the point. Who's his biggest weapon to throw the football to?
Yeah, but we can say the same thing about Tom Brady this year.
I know, they had to criticize people for ripping Brady when those guys aren't available.
They had to get Sanu because they didn't have enough at that position.
So the Kittle's his number one target.
Kittle, yes.
Okay, didn't play.
Correct. He
Manuel
was up in
Sanders,
the luxury box.
Last week, 8-9 catches, 100-something yards. Yeah. I mean, went off, right? Well, Jimmy, by the way, went crazy as well. So early in the game, he's out. So now he is forced to have these guys out there. Last night, that was an issue.
Well, Debo Samuel was good, right?
What do you mean good? Define good.
He was good.
He was good.
He was
good
in that game. Well, yeah, other than the one drop he had that was almost a pick.
It's like when we look at Patriot guys going down with injuries and suddenly we look at it and say, oh, Dorsett was good. So Samuel was good last night. So I'm not sure they could have done a lot more. Now, if you want to look at that last two drives, the overtime drives, I'm sorry, he wasn't close in those throws. It's not like you're sitting there going, oh, a better receiver would have caught it. Lou, he wasn't close. He was rattled. And that's what I'm saying. He's 28 now. We're not talking about a 23, 24-year-old quarterback. He's 28. Has he really gotten that much better, or is this the ceiling? And if this is the ceiling, he's a middle-of-the-rung NFL quarterback. That's what he is.
No, I think that's – I do. I believe that's
he's better than
but is he better than
– hasn't shown that he's 28.
What's the difference between him and Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton is stuck in Cincinnati. He's got the red hair. He's got the goofy pregame speech. And somehow, Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback than Andy Dalton?
Yeah. No, Andy Dalton
doesn't. I don't think so.
No,
Andy Dalton's done it for how many years has he been in the
league? Long time. But Andy Dalton right now doesn't have the defense that San Francisco has. The offensive line, the left tackle to protect him. Tom Brady doesn't have a left tackle to protect him. Jimmy Garoppolo does. I mean, there are a lot of things Jimmy Garoppolo has right now that Tom Brady doesn't have. The only point I think you're bringing up, and I think it's a good one, and that's a good one, is that did the Patriots make the right move by staying with Tom Brady?
They made the right move because of how long Brady's going to play. That's it. I mean, we're 2-3 years removed from it, right? So if he plays another couple years, that was the whole discussion. I mean, if Brady leaves in 2 years and decides to retire,
then we're good.
Then why did we trade Jimmy Garoppolo for 2 years of Brady? But if he sticks around for 4 or 5, yeah, I think you're good. Well, you're already good. You won a Super Bowl, you got back to one.
But wait a minute. Already in those 2 years, you just said it. You got to a Super Bowl and you won it. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't doing that for you.
No, but at the time.
The guy you watched last night is going to do that?
At the time, the discussion was it all depended on how long Tom was going to play for. That's all. You know, 2 years of Tom, 10 years of Jimmy.
Okay, so this is year three of that because they traded him midway in that first year. And if they get one more year out of him.
Yeah, he won. He made the right call.
Right.
That's not the argument. The argument is judging Jimmy on last night's game without his two biggest weapons. Yeah, saying that's him.
But he's had better weapons than Tom Brady through most of this season. Okay? He's had better weapons, including a tight end, who is one of the best tight ends, if not the best tight end in the league right now. He's certainly the second.
He's had a tight end. You had Edelman. After that, who's he had?
Well, he's had other receivers that they...
I know,
the other tight end? They
Goodwin,
got another tight end
Pettis,
that's very good.
Goodwin.
They've got other
Samuel,
guys.
Samuel, who's like hit or miss. Last night he was the guy because everybody went down.
Yeah, I'm buying the injury.
He doesn't have great weapons. He's got three different running backs. They play their roles. He doesn't... I don't think he's got better weapons than Tom.
There's an aspect of his game that leads me to believe that he's going to be good, but he's never going to be great. You're never going to sit there and say, wow, what a great quarterback. He'll be your good to average. I'm saying run of the mill because I'll put Andy Dalton in there. And those guys make $20 million a year because they're so hard to find. And then when you find one, even if he's not great, the alternative is so much worse that you say, screw it. Well,
I like
we're not going to get Patrick
Mahomes. Andy Dalton comparison better than this one.
Who would you take right? Well, forget it. I'm not even going to ask you that question. You mean the comparison that Sam Darnold is Andy Dalton?
Well, I think we had Manish Mehta on. You said you think Sam Darnold is nothing more than Andy Dalton.
His ceiling is Andy Dalton.
He got
and that would be
that.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
And so he looks so bad that he's not even the same class as Andy
I was
Dalton.
Wrong. Andy Dalton was too high of a comp for him.
If I'm
Jimmy Garoppolo, if I had Andy Dalton's career, I'd be ecstatic.
So you think the ceiling of Garoppolo is what?
Andy Dalton.
Okay. So
I mean, do you agree? Yes or no?
No.
What's above Andy Dalton?
Matt Ryan.
An MVP year, a Super Bowl appearance.
Yes.
And then.
Oh, I don't know about afterwards.
That's what you do, right?
I don't know about afterwards, but I think.
You go.
Yeah, that caliber.
Boy, let's look at all the young. Look at all the young quarterbacks in the league, Lou. And you can look around. We talked a lot about Jackson, and we talked about Mahomes and all these other guys. Jimmy Garoppolo is nowhere close. And by the way, he's a lot older than those guys. Yeah, he should be more polished.
He's not close than that.
He should be more polished.
Why should he be polished if he hasn't played that many games?
Because you're...
He's played 18 games. You know, he's had a couple years where it's been... This is his first full year. He's the first time he's made, what, week 10? You know, as far as the starting quarterback goes. So, why are we judging him based on his first full season? I don't care how old he is.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. I thought that was really disappointing last night to see how poorly he played when the game was on the line. And you compare that over the years to talking about the game being on the line with or without good receivers. Tom Brady never played like that. I don't remember that, ever.
I don't know why you compared
ever
him
playing
to Tom,
like that. Well, it's because that's the comparison we're making.
Well, then every quarterback sucks.
It was made for that.
Well, do you imagine? You would have been overpaying that guy. You would have. People were asking for a franchise tag. Yeah, franchise tag him. Don't let him leave. Can't you have two 20 million plus quarterbacks on your roster? Dude, am I the only one that remembers this?
No, I remember.
Oh, no, I remember that.
I remember. And people went
overboard.
Because
if Brady's going to leave in another year or two, then you want to have the quarterback. You found a guy that can play in this league.
Right.
I remember those. But it was never, he's just as good as Tom Brady.
This is like a Michael Lombardi, Dez Bryant comparison. What, are you stupid? Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo could never be Tom Brady.
Are you serious?
All right, 617-779-7937. Do you regret them not dealing Tom Brady away and keeping Jimmy Garoppolo? That's what's on the table right here on EEI.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
He's being carried by San Francisco's defense, running game, and head coach Kyle Shanahan. Garoppolo is the weak link in the 49ers Super Bowl plan. Can't turn a loose man or woman into the perfect spouse. Lord knows I've tried. Jimmy G will ultimately cost this San Francisco team a Super Bowl appearance.
That was Jason Whitlock a couple weeks ago. So it wasn't, had nothing to do with last night's game. That was 2 weeks ago. And he may be right. If you watch the San Francisco 49ers, they're pretty damn good. How about that defense? How about the fact that they just steal the ball? They just take it away from you.
That was pretty impressive. Probably, I think, my favorite game of the year.
It had to be. It was the best game I've seen. Best game in the NFL.
That 49er kicker just nailing it right up the middle. And then just completely shanking the one that he needed to win the game.
I love that on Twitter. Everybody wanted Chase McLaughlin. Go get him, Bill. When Robbie Gould comes back, you can go get Chase McLaughlin. And then, of course, he shanks that last one.
You did that last one. You were one of them.
I still think that he could go get him. Even the pass to Hollister. Even the couple plays of Hollister, they're trying to throw Hollister in the mix as much as possible.
He looked pretty good last night.
I saw him also. I think he's a good receiver. Yeah. He was a good receiver here.
Yeah.
What if McLaughlin?
Where's his twin at?
47-yard field goal at the end of the game.
If he hits it, he's a hero today, and everybody's raving about it.
Are we not talking about Jimmy G?
And we're not talking about Jimmy G as much. You're right.
So because the kicker missed a field goal, Jimmy G's never going to be a good quarterback?
How about this? What if Edelman didn't fumble the ball against the Ravens? What if they actually stopped the running game? I mean, come on. We're not doing the whole what if
Ingram
thing.
Fumble,
doesn't matter.
Smoked.
If they won the game, if the guy makes the kick, I think we're still – I'm still saying the same thing.
Jimmy had numerous times to win the game.
Your boy Booger. What's his name?
Booger. For sure. That's Booger. Not Booger. Booger.
With whatever it was, he had the ball minute 39. Said, okay, this is what we've all been waiting for. Yep. Let's see if Jimmy G can do it.
Brought him down the field.
And the rookie missed a 47-yard field goal, and now Jimmy sucked. He didn't get the job done.
Manipulate the pocket.
Well, I'm pretty sure, had four completions in a row, whatever it was, to get him there.
How many times do I have to say I don't think he's a crappy quarterback? I don't look at Jimmy Garoppolo like I do Josh Allen.
I think Josh Allen is a crappy quarterback.
Why am I jealous?
Because I think your wife thinks he's more handsome than you.
Well, that's impossible because my wife has never met a more handsome man in her life. You can call her right now and ask her.
I'll ask her tomorrow night. Don't worry about it.
That's right. You can ask her. Cut this off and save it. She's never met a more handsome man in her life.
Jimmy G.
I don't think my wife will even be better.
Sometimes those things go awry.
She's not dumb.
I just think that we get here in the morning and we start talking about the show, and I always go, what stood out to you last night? And that stood out to me.
He was bad.
Looking at everything, looking at the way he played, he's had some really good games.
If you go back to the game,
I can't remember the game before this.
How about last week when we sat here on Monday saying the Patriots screw up by letting Jimmy G go?
Who said that?
We had the discussion.
Oh, that was
the Patriots screw up because he just threw four touchdowns and 300-something yards, and would you rather have had Jimmy G here instead of Tom Brady because he's looked so good and his team's undefeated? Well, he looked good that week.
Here's the difference.
We are a week later, and it's like, oh, they dodged a bullet because this kid sucks.
I don't remember that. But here's the difference.
He hasn't had to throw the ball as much as Tom Brady. I think Brady's got 500 more yards than he has, and he's had big, huge leads, which Tom Brady has had as well so far. Last night, you got a look at him in a crucial situation, in a game that was big. It was huge. It was against the division rival.
Matter of fact, if you look at the rest of the schedule right now,
they may end up being a wild card team. There's a good chance Seattle goes on to win that division. Seattle's schedule is a little bit easier. All right, let's get to the phone calls, and we'll let people react to this. How good was Jimmy G, or how bad was Jimmy G, and do you regret now the move by New England? Randall's in Swampscott. Hi, Randall.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a quick point, bouncing off what you guys were talking about before the break with the lack of weapons. I mean, Lou, I don't think you can cut him any slack on that. You look at his top five weapons, including the two running backs. You got to remember, Dorsett was our number two receiver for the last, 6 weeks. And I would take Pettis, Goodwin, Samuel over any of the other guys we got. I don't think you can cut him any slack on that. I'm not writing him off. He's still a good quarterback, but that's no excuse from my point of view on that.
So, I'm sorry, you like his weapons?
Better than ours. I mean, we had Gunner as our number three receiver for for a week. You look at his number three receiver, Pettis. I mean, I'd take
for
him
one,
in.
For 1 week. I mean, Dorsett was out. You know, Josh Gordon was here.
Well, he lost Emmanuel Sanders for half a game.
Yeah, but you're telling me you wouldn't take Debo over Dorsett?
At least, hey, you know what? Hold on, Randall. Here's the thing.
I don't know. Your quarterback doesn't want to throw to him because he's too young.
He's a rookie. Their rookie is playing.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel is actually making a difference. Yeah. We can't get N'Keal Harry on the field. All we get is awkward, long pauses.
Whose fault is that?
Long pauses. That's all we get. You know, answer the question.
Well, I'm just saying, when you say the lack of weapons is no excuse. I mean, he played a football game last night with no George Kittle, his number one weapon. And early in the game, his number one weapon leaves as well.
So
was it a surprise that he looked, you know, rattled? Is it a surprise he didn't look as good as he did the week before when he had both?
Yeah, you can't do
really
that.
Really shouldn't be.
You can't do that in big, huge games. And if you're looking at the weak spot for the 49ers right now, it is him. Weak link might be a stretch, okay? But he's the one guy, if you're sitting here saying, how do the 49ers not go to the Super Bowl? I think it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Because their defense is terrific. Really is. Swarming, they're fighting, they're taking the ball away last night. This is Nate in East Boston. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Nate.
Nate.
I just wanted to, you guys are making it sound like he was horrible. I mean, he was horrible, but not horrible.
Two horribles, right? Is that what you're saying? One horrible, not two. Exactly. Okay. One horrible. We'll give one horrible.
Not capital. But, this guy was hitting a few guys right in the numbers, and they were just dropping it. What about that? A
few times.
Yeah, not late in the game, though. Late in the game, those were horrible passes. Horrible. Late in the game, fourth quarter, overtime, horrible.
Fourth quarter, took him right down the field. Kid missed the field goal. It's his fault.
No,
he didn't take him right down the field. They stumbled down the field.
No, he threw like four completions in a row. Got him down there, spiked the ball, and that was it. Go get him, kid. He missed.
I have another question, if I could.
Sure, you may.
And it's a completely different subject. Trade Jaylen Brown or trade Gordon Hayward and get a pick? And thank you, guys. Have a good one.
That's a good question.
I don't want to pick either one of them.
I'm happy with Ennis Kanter. I'm sorry. We'll get into the cute little team a little bit later on. I'm taking a lot
you're
of heat
so
with the cute
disrespectful.
Little team.
It's
so disrespectful to me when
to
I
think
say
that
cute
you're a,
little team.
You're a Celtic icon, and you should sound more
icon.
Like Gilroy.
I never played
you should,
for the
you should,
Celtics.
You should sound more like Gilroy,
I like
but you
you're picking
don't.
On huh?
You should sound more like Patrick Gilroy. But you don't. Like, you should sound like Gilroy.
Is Gilroy going to chase me down on Twitter nights the Celtics lose, or do I just have to see him when they win?
Oh, I got a good 2 hours with Gilroy tomorrow, Thursday morning. It's the island of misfit toys. Yeah. Nothing but Celtics kissing.
Your ears will be
goddamn,
bleeding.
The one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
No.
Your ears will be bleeding. It'll be green blood.
Like, I love basketball, too. Like, I love basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like I watch basketball
just
as much as anybody else watches basketball. I don't have special glasses that help me see differently than I guess some of these other experts.
Well, you haven't put your flag on that hill.
I
watch basketball, so now I'm an expert.
I'm a basketball guy.
You should
guy.
Open up a podcast.
I should probably start talking about the Celtics because I watch them. I could talk about them.
Just like everyone else.
Okay.
Glenn is Mr. Celtic.
Tyler, so I'm trying to add something else. I just don't want to be a football guy.
Tyler does one of those Celtics or basketball podcasts.
You could join the Five Out podcast.
He does.
Tyler?
Yeah, he does.
The Five Out podcast.
Jump
it
up.
Is a basketball podcast, despite your original belief. Yes.
You didn't know that?
I did not know Tyler was double dipping. Well,
personality.
Can I be a guest on the show?
Do me a favor,
Christian.
Who
do you do the show with?
Christian, go down this hallway and tell me which employee you run into that's not doing a podcast here
you're
at the
right.
station.
Do a lot of podcasts.
Right? There you go. Thank you. Bill's in a car next up here on OMF. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. I completely agree with Christian. Garoppolo is a little bit above mediocre, and he's also fragile. He should have lost that game in regulation on the last drive. It was two almost interceptions that he threw.
Well, the one to KJ Wright to start the drive was right in his hands.
It was two of them. And then at the end, he looked flustered. He didn't know what to do. He looked like panicking.
Was that the completion to Coleman or the completion to Samuel before he spiked it for the game-winning field goal?
No, he didn't. What do you mean game-winning field goal?
Just what I said, the kid missed the field goal to lose the game.
No,
if he kicked the field goal, we'd have been talking about Jimmy G took him down the field with a minute 30 to go.
We're talking about regulation.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they struggled.
What are you talking about?
We can look it up in the play-by-play, but in that last series, he did struggle, and he did finally, I think with a penalty, they got the game in gear, and I think he made three or four completions in a row. and then they went for that field goal, the tying field goal.
His passes are way off.
Yeah, they're way off. I agree. But the good thing about it is he's not taking anybody to task, okay? Because we know, well, Brady never does that, so just like Brady. So the game is over, and Garoppolo's there with the media, and he's giving his point of view about what they did well, what they did poorly.
You know, I think I could throw the ball better. We could catch it better. Oh. I think it's just a little bit of everything. There's not one specific thing that sticks out. But, you know, it's a bit of a reality check for us. You know, go back and respond this week.
We can catch it better.
You know, I think I could throw the ball better. We could catch it better.
Catch it better.
Yeah, well, Do you ever do this?
Throw his receivers under the bus.
I think we have
They deserve it.
The quarterback that plays for our local team, I feel like nobody in the history of sports does a better job at answering questions without saying anything.
Yeah. All right.
Protecting his players, protecting himself, whatever it is. Right. Would you guys agree?
I think he might be the best in the history of sports.
That has ever done it.
History, ever.
Okay, because he's been in so many different situations.
Yes.
I listen to Jimmy Garoppolo. The first thing that comes to my mind is, how would Brady answer that?
Right.
So
would Brady throw his receivers under the bus?
Because in a way, you kind of, but you know, you got to catch it better. Guys got to block better. Remember when Peyton Manning basically kind of threw his offensive lineman under the bus without really trying to throw his offensive lineman on the bus under the bus? I just feel like there's so many triggers and there's so many comments that people can read into that it's always just interesting to me the words and phrases players choose.
Well, right. Manning's done it
and
over the years.
Not that was bad. I just go.
No, you remember when Manning threw the drunk kicker under the bus? Right?
We're talking about an idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life.
He was a truer statement. That's when I fell in love with Peyton Manning. That is when I wanted to have Peyton Manning's children. I will be your surrogate. I'll eat healthy. I'll do all the right things, get plenty of rest.
You know what I think it is, Lou? I think that most people, and I'm including myself in this, all had higher expectations for Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, you could look at the injury, and I get that. And you could look at the games. I think he actually has played 3 fewer games than Baker Mayfield, which is hard to believe because Jimmy G is 28 years old now. So, but I'm not seeing that right now. And I'm looking at the 49ers. And there are people that some people think that he is the reason that the 49ers are 8-1. And I think he's got very little to do with that. I think you could plug and play and drop in other quarterbacks. He's got a great offensive coordinator head coach, right? We all agree?
Who?
Kyle Shanahan's as good as any.
I love their D coordinator. Okay? That guy is a freaking psychopath.
He's psycho. He's screaming.
He reminds me of a college coach.
Yeah. Let me ask you. If Garoppolo is the quarterback of the Patriots, what's their record right now? Jimmy G,
they're 8-1.
Take Brady out of the equation, throw Jimmy Garoppolo with the Patriots.
Might have lost
the
Buffalo game. But they're
8-1. Yeah. They're 8-1.
What if he's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills? Are they 6-2?
Yeah.
Then they're 7-2? Yeah, they're 7-2. Maybe they get one more win. Because Josh Allen sucks.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you can make the same argument with the Patriots are 8-1. It got nothing to do with Brady.
Yeah, but we never... you're right about the Brady thing. You can't ever...
Jacoby Brissett could be 8-1.
Right. You can't ever take anybody and sit there and try to put him on the same plateau as the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. Even at age 42, you can't, it's not fair to do that. But I think we all felt that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be pretty damn good. We kept on saying Tony Romo, and the biggest fear we had was he's injury prone, right? And he puts himself into a bad position where he gets hurt. I think it's beyond that now. When you look at that game last night, and you look at his overall body and work, it's been a little bit shaky at times. There's no real consistency, and it's almost like he teases you and he looks really good, and you sit there and say, wow, he looks great. And then suddenly, for some reason, he falls off the float, and he's just trying to find himself. And that's what I saw last night. He was trying to find himself. He had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, I just don't like there's certain things that, and maybe he'll get better on them. Maybe by next year, the year after that, that ball security is of greater emphasis in his offseason.
Yeah, I just think. Yeah.
And I also feel like sometimes quarterbacks they just don't get it. They just either you have it or you don't. Just the feel that you get with pressure. You know, you're just with your blind spot, even though you can't see anything, you can just feel it, and it's just uncanny. Guys have it.
Yeah, unfortunately for him, it was the worst game he had all year, and it was on Monday Night Football. And that's it.
Yeah, I don't think that
with two of his best weapons not playing. I think that's it. You know, I mean, he had a game in Washington. Remember that game they won 9-0? That was like a torrential downpour. They didn't do anything. They just ran the ball.
Yeah, I can't blame
the game play. It was like a 2.5 hour game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But last night was the worst game he played all year. I don't think it's a coincidence that Kittle was out, that Sanders, a guy that he was relying on, you know, left the game early. And I think anytime, you know, one of your, that would be like Julian Edelman leaving the game middle of the first quarter. What do you think the rest of the game's going to look like? You got a game plan in there with no Kittle, so it's heavily probably an Emmanuel Sanders. All of a sudden, he gets pulled. All of a sudden, you know, huge game plan for Edelman because the other best weapon, Sanu, is out, so it's going to be heavy Edelman. First quarter, he goes down. That's going to look ugly. Real ugly. And unfortunately for him, it was on Monday Night Football. And now everybody is judging
him. I can make the same argument that the other guy is playing with players he's played with now for about 6 to 7 days, right?
Who?
So the other quarterback was
Russell
playing,
Wilson?
Yeah. He's playing with Josh Gordon.
Oh, he's just slants and goes.
Yeah.
You know, even,
which,
even,
by the way, that's what he did last time. It was all slants.
Even that game when they put 51 points on the Carolina Panthers, he only threw for like 100 and something yards.
They run the ball. He's got 500 fewer yards than Tom Brady
now.
He's like, 500.
He's a game.
Game manager.
Better
don't
completion
ask,
percentage
don't,
than Tom Brady.
Don't ask him to win it for you. Don't ask him to win it for
better
you.
Better completion percentage
smoke
than Tom.
Smoke in mirrors. I'm sorry, Mike Giardi. Smoke in mirrors.
They could have got smoked in that game had their defense not turned the ball over early in that game. Josh is driving around in a car. Hey, Josh.
Same with your team.
How are you guys? First time, long time. You guys take me home every day. I appreciate it. I had a question that I've been wanting to ask, I think, for like a couple of years now. And I know it's not the best going off last week's game, but I have a question and I'd like your guys' input. If the Patriots being such a stronghold the last couple decades, you know, do you think that they withhold any of their plays and try their best to withhold as much information as possible, knowing that they're almost a shoe-in to go to the postseason and even the Super Bowl?
Do you watch?
I'll hang up.
Okay. Hang
yes, sir.
Do you watch Max Kellerman on TV?
I do not.
Okay, because he made this exact same point, and somebody else did. Who was it? Somebody else made the. Exactly.
That was Bill
point.
Barnwell. His conspiracy Barnwell. Theory that Sean McVay is withholding for the Rams.
Yes, that's what it was.
Let me give you a max level of analysis.
Oh, please. Listen, do you
trick
hold?
Plays?
Trick plays, yes, maybe. Trick plays, maybe. You set a team up. If
like
you,
the double pass, lateral, whatever crap that they
well,
pull
especially if
in
you
a
believe you're going to play a team again in the postseason. You might sit there and set the groundwork. We're going to do something here today. And then we're going to make it look like it's exactly the same thing when we play the playoff game, except it's going to have a major wrinkle to it. That part I get. But this whole idea of holding back, it makes no sense at all. You adjust as the game is unfolding, and that's clearly what New England was doing against Baltimore. They were making the adjustments. It just wasn't working.
Mm. No, and I would sit there and go, you know, when you get the game plan, and let's say you just kick some team's butt, and it's obvious it's 30-0 in half. I mean, you're not really digging even into your complimentary plays. You're just, you know, you're just running your basic stuff. And it's not because you want to, you know, you want to hide it from somebody. There's just no need for it.
If you beat the Ravens, you would have locked up the number one seed. Probably, right?
Yes. It was an important game. Right.
And even if you brought out some crazy plays, there's always a play off of it. Right, so you can put something on film just to make them think you'll do it again, but there's something you can play off of it. So if you go out there and just show them everything you got, well, you don't think Bill can adjust and sit there and say, yeah, you know, weeks, months later, you know, we got them set up. We think they'll think we're doing this, and all of a sudden now we can play this off of it.
You can do that. But it's a complete contradiction when Max Kellerman sits there and says they're just kind of experimenting. They're going to hold back. I'm not saying that they're not trying to win the game. Well, wait a minute. You are saying that. Because if you're not giving your best effort and making adjustments to feast on the weakness of the opponent, then what you are doing is you are basically saying we're willing to lose this game so that we can sneak attack on them in the postseason. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's dumb.
Yeah, people believe it.
Stuff on tape that ain't going to be there in the playoffs. I think that he will coach this game against the Ravens. Yes, of course, they're always trying to win. But I think he has his eyes on the prize, and he wants to put some stuff that, oh, I'm seeing ghosts.
We should have thrown that question. Huh? We should have had Lou throw that question at Bill yesterday. How much do you hold back this week?
I did, the week before.
I know.
We made
this week, coming up this
Bill
week,
interview.
How much do you hold back this week against Philly? Yeah. How much do you hold back?
This is 1 week business. So. We're week to week and do the best we can each week to compete.
He loved me. Especially yesterday.
Lou got the pregnant pause yesterday. It was awesome.
I couldn't stop. Did you see me? I was about to lose it.
That's
I couldn't
the problem,
make
Lou.
I can't eye contact with either one of you.
It is funny.
Because I knew.
Like, we question these things all week long, and I ask them, and it's like, idiot. Stupid. Slapped you down. Why can't we just ask questions that I would ask anybody else?
Oh, my God.
No, when can we interview Cora?
We'll let you hear some.
Can we interview Cora again, please?
We'll let you hear some of it.
We get people to realize that most coaches just give you answers.
We'll get back to the phone calls. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.